Hi, I'm Sian Herbert, researcher at ODI. I'm here at the European Development Days conference in Brussels. We've just had a panel debate here on inequality as part of the European Think Tanks group. And I'm standing with Paul Engel, who is on the panel, who's the director of ECDPM. Now, Paul, I wonder, following the discussion, if you could suggest some real concrete measures the EU could enact to really tackle inequality in developing countries.
Well, I think the biggest challenge of the EU at the moment is to make very clear in their own mind and to the rest of the world what they intend to do with middle-income countries. And if you ask me, what it has to be is offering equal partnerships to those countries to interact with the EU on the basis of a joint values and common interests, have an instituted political dialogue which covers both the politics and the policies of the EU internally and externally, and those of the country internally and externally, and to move towards a partnership that may not cost a lot of money but is very rich in sharing experience and working together also, and I think that is a very important point, towards the global goals that we have with each other. And global issues, solving global issues, if the EU wants to play a role there, it should have a stable relationship with a number of partners they actually can see eye to eye to and say, okay, now we are going to push this thing and we are going to deal with the other powers at hand in this and this and this way. So I think equal partnerships for middle-income countries. Don't think that middle-income countries don't have problems of inequality, and they have all kinds of problems with inequality, sharing experience, and if you need money, go to the EIB or go to another international financial source and use your ODA for the sort of catalyst work. I think we have to be very focused, but absolutely avoid that we don't have relationship with middle-income countries.